Hey, have you ever known one of those assholes who will tell you some lame line of shit like, you know why, I like to learn something each day. I don't like to let a day go by where I don't learn something new. Don't you just want to kick those people right in the fucking dick? I hate that dumb fucking saying. Because I don't think about any of that shit, and I don't think they do either. This is what you're usually thinking, like when you wake up in the morning. Fuck, I gotta go to work, I gotta take care of this appointment, I wanna eat a fucking sandwich, I'm hungry, I gotta get to the goddamn gym, I wanna watch the fucking game, let me turn to the fucking TV. That's usually what's going on. I'm not like worried about like, hey, you know what, I don't know how to do fucking calculus, let's fucking squeeze that in. Nobody gives a shit about any of that nonsense. But every now and then I do learn new shit. My name is Chris Johnson, and one of the things I recently found out is talking to one of my buddies, and she told me something I've never heard before. Now, let me set the stage how this fucking happened. I was talking about my cats. My sexy, hot fucking cats, Simon and Finley, the boys. You know, I was just telling a story and I mentioned how, like, he jumped up on the bed and she was like, blah. What are you talking about? What's the matter, buddy? What do you mean? What do you mean, blah? She's like, that's a white people thing. I should probably tell you, she's not white, she's black. So she tells me that having pets in your bed is a fucking white people thing. She's like, none of the fucking black people I know will ever allow their fucking pets in the bed. They just don't fucking do it. Oh, you fucking shitting me? So I heard that. I took that piece of information and I went to old Mac and Quiche. I was like, yo, Quiche, great eyes just told me something. Can you verify this for me? And she said the same fucking thing. No black people she knows allow pets in the bed. And not only that, she took it one step further. Not only don't they allow pets in the bed, they don't allow them to lick faces. What the fuck? I didn't even know this was going on. This is crazy to me. Now, I've met some lame white fucking nerds who do that as well. Or maybe they don't let the pets, like if they have a dog, maybe they don't let the dog on a couch or some such bullshit. But I got fucking cats. I'm going to tell you right now, if you have cats, you're not keeping them off fucking couches and beds. They don't give a fuck about what you want. I'm gonna tell you that right now. I'm just fucking happy that they don't jump up on the fucking counters. The only way to fucking keep a cat off a goddamn bed is to keep that goddamn door closed. If you want to sleep and not have the fucking cats on the bed, you better shut that fucking door. But that's impossible. Are you a cat owner? If you're a cat owner, you know exactly what the fuck I'm gonna say. If you shut that door, those motherfuckers will bang on it and fucking meow outside that fucking door until you open it. You're not gonna get any sleep. They will not stop. Cats are persistent little fuckers. And then when you open the door, they don't even really do anything. They just want the door open. Cats just want things open. They just want the ability to be able to go on the bed. They might not be on the bed. They might not even sleep with me. But they just want the option to do it. And I'm not going to fucking take that away from them because they will fuck with me if I do that. Dogs, maybe you can train dogs. You're not going to train cats. I'm going to tell you right fucking now. So I don't know. Maybe black people don't like cats. I don't know. I might have to investigate this further. This is really shattering my fucking love for black women at the moment. Like, ladies, that's a deal breaker for you? The fucking cats in the bed? You and I might have some problems now. I gotta have my boys, you know what I mean? Maybe we can work something out, black ladies. We're gonna have to. It's interesting to me, people that don't allow pets on couches and on beds and don't let them lick your faces or any of that bullshit. And this is beyond race. This is just in general. Because like I said, I've known some lame white fucking nerds that don't want to get their faces licked by fucking dogs. I understand if the dog's licking his asshole, going to work on his fucking balls, you maybe don't want his tongue in your face after that. But basic dog tongue, I don't give a shit. You got a problem if they jump on the bed or the furniture? I mean, they're already walking on the ground. I'm walking on the ground. They're in the house. Who cares? But my big piece of confusion always comes back to this as humanity. We as a species, we suck on dicks and we stick our faces in vaginas for pleasure. But we're not gonna let a fucking dog lick our face? Is that really what we're doing here? If you've taken a shot to the eye, or maybe got sprayed in the fucking mouth, you're telling me that's fucking cleaner than a dog licking your face? That's somehow better than a cat in the bed? I just don't think so, fellas. I don't think so. That doesn't make any fucking sense. It's very funny to me where we draw the line on what's gross, what's acceptable, and what's not. Hey, a bag of dicks? Get those in my mouth right now. But holy shit, is that a fucking pug on the bed? Get the fuck out of here right now. We're done. It doesn't make a lot of sense. We as humans, we do a lot of dirty shit, especially in the fucking bedroom. The bedroom's a dirty fucking place. Do you clean your sheets daily? I gotta be honest with you. I don't know when the last time I cleaned my fucking sheets was. I'm due. But if I take the sheets off the bed now, like I don't feel like doing anything now. Finley's probably on the fucking bed. If I take those sheets off the bed, he's jumping up on the bare fucking mattress. Then if I fucking move him, he's gonna be like, oh, meow, 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 meow. all that shit. And then I'll put like one layer of sheets up. And then that fucker is going to sit on the one layer of sheets. I don't have the fucking patience to deal with it now. But my point is, do you really pay much attention to how clean shit is around you all the time? You walk around all day and then, you know, you get home or, you know, you stop at the fucking bathroom for a fucking nooner and you really think, I mean, is it really clean under there when they unzip? You're going to put your face there. You're going to put your fingers there. That's fucking clean. That's what's up. But the fucking cat's got the fucking problem. Get the fuck out of here, man. Get the fuck out of here. That's bullshit. You're telling me that a cat in somebody's bed is somehow less sanitary than a tongue in somebody's vagina? Is it really? I'll be back. I got new episodes coming. They're coming Sundays and they're coming Wednesdays. Mark your fucking calendar, okay? You can follow the podcast on Podbean. Get the website. Download the app. You get all the episodes there. Every single one of them. I'm on Apple Podcast and Google Play. You want to check me out on Twitter? I'm there at Johnson Hates You. Instagram as well at maybe 5 minutes. You can follow along in the Facebook timeline too. Click on me on Facebook, and then there it is. It's right there. It's right on my page. The podcast is right there. They're all right there.